This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standard, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you head up to the website, do I have to really tell you what it is? It's therealside.com. Like I said, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there, but most importantly, there's a couple things you can do up there that'll help me. Right? Buy my stuff. If you go to the store, all right, and you go see it up there, you'll see one of the pull downs is the store. You'll be able to buy shirts, t-shirts, coffee mugs, water bottles, the book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, and you'll help me. You'll help keep the show going. If you don't want any stuff, because you know when the kids show up at my door from the schools, they want me to buy magazines. We don't buy magazines anymore. We don't read magazines anymore. So I was just, I said, how much is the subscription? You know, 25, 30 bucks a year. Here's 25 or 30 bucks. How's that? You take it. You use it for whatever trip you guys are going on, you're trying to raise money for. It's easier that way. I don't have to have the books around. You know what I'm saying? So there's an icon there called Patreon. .com. That's Patreon.com. And listen, I appreciate you go up there, you give up one cup of coffee. That's all I need to do. I need you to give up one cup of coffee a month, and you can help support the show. It really is that easy. Like, I like to believe it's that easy. So I got so many stories I want to try to talk through. I got so many stories I want to try to talk about. And I know I'm not going to get to them all. You know? But here we go. We'll give it a try. We'll give it the old try anyway. So the FBI, you know, they've been trying to get those laptops, those computers, and this is such a joke because it isn't that hard to do. They really didn't have to beat this up that much. And the Dems are done, according to one writer. They believe that the FBI just found something disgusting on Wasserman Schultz, well, on her hard drive. I'm glad that's all they found. I mean, she's one sick human being. When you think about what she did, how she threw Bernie under the bus and didn't care. Cold. You want to talk about cold? Cold woman. Threw him under, and she didn't just throw him under the bus and make it hard for him to win. They went out of their way to make sure that he didn't stand a chance. Come on, think about it. By the way, somebody just told me, it's National Tequila Day? The heck is that all about? You know, I much prefer National Donut Day. But anyway, so they, on her hard drives that were smashed, or supposedly smashed, right, they're finding information about what went down with the DNC and Hillary and Schultz. So the former DNC chairwoman election cheater, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, it looks like she's done something extremely terrible again. This time the FBI is investigating Wasserman Schultz's Pakistan IT guy, Imran Awan. and his whole family on charges of financial fraud schemes with the Pakistan and illegal IT violations. So when they showed up at his house, what did they find? He had smashed all the hard drives that he had for the DNC. Now, it doesn't sound criminal at first, but what ended up happening is Debbie Wasserman Schultz started threatening the D.C. police. Did they know who she was? Did they know what she was, you know, what they were getting into, what they were asking her for? And she was telling the chief that if he didn't give her laptop back, they had already confiscated the laptops and such. So she was telling the chief that if he didn't give her the laptops back, that she was going to use her leverage and position. Now, why hasn't this been an ongoing report in the media? Why haven't it been beaten? It's because what she did to him, she basically threatened the guy. She threatened the chief of police. So, the Wasserman Schultz scandal is the biggest scandal in Washington right now, and it's not getting any coverage pretty much anywhere. Now, would this kind of give it a little bit of a hint? Would this shed a little bit of light on how the DNC, how that information got out of the DNC's hands? What if they took it? What if they gave it to WikiLeaks and others? Let's not forget the Democratic Party frequently hired out Juan and his family, having paid them over $4 million since 2009. Right, that's a lot of money for a bunch of absentee techies that live in Pakistan. They weren't there on site. Why didn't they go American? They're screaming at Donald Trump. They're making fun of him for not making it in America, not having his baseball caps or his shirts or any of that stuff made in America. And he said, we can't compete. The shirts would be $50 a piece. And he's right. But they didn't do anything about it. How can you put your finger in somebody's face when you're not doing it? If the mainstream media is going to ignore this kind of stuff, this breach of power, public trust, we should think they're going to give you any real information on any of the other politicians. You know what? You don't have to think. I'll tell you, they're not. Come back. We're going to talk about how California has abandoned the middle class. They just don't care about you. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of shows out there you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows how high your IQ is. That's what I'd like to believe. I didn't say I did believe it. So prove it to me. So many people you send here. How many of your friends can you get to come on with us? Anyway, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. I'll write it down so I don't have to keep repeating it. You know, Dan, whatever his name was last week, called from San Francisco. Which should have said it all at that point. And he tried to tell me that there was no voter fraud. But then he started spewing out some of the issues or problems with, some of our other presidential candidates, other Republican candidates, you know, Mitt Romney and such. He just kept throwing names out. And somehow that made him smarter than me. Somehow that made him more informed than I am. Now, he had specifics with those people, very specific things that he had problems with. Me, on the other hand, I couldn't name him who was arrested, involved, or investigated in every one of these scandals. There's too many of them. We've had thousands of, whether they're bad registrations. We've had a boatload of votes that were cast illegally. And we know it. We find it. The problem is, it is almost impossible to charge somebody with voter fraud. Almost impossible. You have to prove that they knew what they were doing was wrong and illegal. Which I don't get. I mean, unless you bounce back and forth between two states and you vote twice and you say, you know, Your Honor, I just have these, you know, I don't know where to vote, so I just voted in both places, hoping they would just, you know, one would cancel the other. You could almost get away with that. And that was it. He was bringing up the fact that Romney was registered to vote in two states. I noticed that he didn't bring up any Democrats. So apparently there are no Democrats that have voted, that are registered to vote in two states. There's plenty of dead ones that are registered to vote from heaven or wherever, but there's apparently none here on the planet that are voting because he couldn't find any. He couldn't bring any up. So apparently, voter fraud in Palm Beach County, the state attorney finds crimes but can't find a suspect. You know, they just recently caught a young man who had, were they dead people? Do you remember? Yeah. So he had registered dead people, which I thought was interesting. You would think that would be easy for the county to line up, right? They issued death certificates. How hard could it be? But because it was such a, you know, it wasn't years later, it was pretty new on the registrations, they were able to catch him. But how many of these have they not caught? You know, in the last election here in California, they had one house that had 90 ballots at it. Now, that's a lot of people living in that one house. You know, you would think the health, human services department would run in there and help out, or disease control or something. 90 people living in like an 1,800 square foot home. That's cool. That's good. They should teach us. They could teach us how to get that many people in the house, you know. Now, detectives with the state attorney's office found clear-cut evidence of the voter fraud in last year's August election, where nearly two dozen people's signatures forged on request for absentee ballots. One of the worst things you could do is an absentee ballot. I mean, really, it opens up every. And now in California, you're going to be able to register the day you vote online. Isn't that cool? And then they want computer voting. Oh my God, get me out of here before that happens. It'll be like Fidel Castro and Putin. They'll always win by 110% of the votes. Right? So popular, I won by 110% of the votes. Now, prosecutors are going to drop the case. Now, think about this. They have found 2 dozen people's signatures forged on absentee ballots, but they can't find a suspect. They can't nail anybody for it. So in a bizarre 24-page memo, detectives described their efforts to get to the bottom of the allegations of voter fraud in the primary election. State Senator Bobby Powell of Palm Beach County and Commissioner Mac Bernard and State Representative Al Jacquet, a tight-knit trio of rising stars in the Democrat Party, won their races by generating extraordinary turnout. How? By absentee ballots. Detectives talked to 22 voters, 17 of whom were in all three candidate districts, who claimed that their signatures were forged on request forms. Even the state attorney's office employee and her three family members were victims. But hey, no big whoop. They always tell us it never changes an election. It's not a big deal. But while as many as 14 Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office detectives were assigned to the case, the memo shows that when it came into finding a suspect, they couldn't do it. Detectives didn't follow up on basic leads. They did interview people who might have known about the fraud and waited 8 months before following up with voters who made complaints. They apparently did not question Powell, Bernard, or Jacquet. Detectives did identify a person of interest, a man who was seen on the video dropping off bundles of absentee ballot request forms. But he was never interviewed. We saw that. We saw that video at one point. You know, and again, as long as you have a certain political party that it seems to benefit more than others, and they keep screaming everything is fine, even though you find, look, we've had it where I live, in my local area. We've got 230,000 people. And people here have lost votes by 17 votes. And there's people who have lost their seats by, or won their seats by, 32 votes. What if there were 50 illegal votes cast? How would you, when you lose by that little, and you know there's voter fraud going on, it's heartbreaking. You don't know how hard you work to get your seat. You don't know how hard you work to get elected. The detectives also didn't seek out any of the voters interviewed by the Palm Beach Post. That story revealed that Bernard and Jacquet generated so many absentee voters because they stepped into voters' homes and helped them fill out voter ballots. Wow. In one case, a blind man told the Post that Bernard filled out and signed his ballot. His vote counted. Other voters said Bernard, Jacquet, on their campaign workers collected their ballots, which the memo states is a felony. I'm Joe with Senior Schultz. We're going to be here with this other side of the break. I hope Dave calls and tells me how fake the story is. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Can you use those words today?
We just did, I guess.
I'm Charles with Savior House, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get on with it, won't we? No, it's head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. There's lots you can do up there. Check out the store. We have a store up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate and despise over the last 8 years, you don't need to. You really is no need to. And all those labels, they're given to you, to me, by the left. The people say they hate labels. I don't get it. I'll never get it. You know, really, the stuff that they hate the most, that they tell you this is abhorrent and they don't want you to do it and it's terrible and it's disgusting, they do. They do it to you. They get bent out of shape. I'm trying to be nice with all this stuff. When you say things that from the right says something that's politically incorrect, but yet they do it all the time. Anybody? Oh, I'll go through that later. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on. I let you know what we're selling, not selling, whatever. Who's going to be on the show? Topics we're going to be discussing. A lot of good stuff up there. So, we're talking about the voter fraud that took place in Palm Beach County. And though they could prove that the signatures were forged, they could prove that there was a problem, that the local police or whoever oversees it took forever to go out and investigate it. The local newspaper actually did more investigation faster than the police department did. So a spokesman? So a blind man in one case told the newspaper that one of the candidates filled out and signed his ballot. And he was glad that his vote counted. But another person said that one of the candidate's campaign workers collected their ballots, which is a felony. So why aren't they holding Jacquet, whatever the person's name is, why aren't they holding him or talking with him or having them give up the name of the campaign worker that collected the ballots. And if he doesn't remember which one, round up all 10, 15, or 20 of them. I'm sure one of them will give. But it's a felony. Why isn't anybody or hasn't anybody been arrested? A spokesman for Palm Beach County State Attorney David Ehrenberg, a fellow Democrat, right? That's the state attorney. He himself is considering a run for Congress. Wouldn't respond to any questions about the memo or the investigation. Doesn't that sound like somebody who's upright in office there doing the right thing? It's just, and he'll get elected. He'll get elected because people aren't paying attention. People like you and me are knocking on doors and showing them what this is all about. Election supervisor Susan Butcher, another Democrat, said she was unaware that the investigation was finished, even though she was the one who instigated it. Can you imagine that? Asking for an investigation to tell you they're going to do it, you never check back to see if they did it? Do you really think they hadn't given her a report of some kind? And then when a reporter said he had the memo, was more than happy to send it to her, she said, never mind, no, I don't want it, and then she wouldn't comment. Both Bernard and Jacquet did not respond to requests for comment in March, when the story first hit back in March. They refused to answer any specific questions, and but denied any wrong. I'm not going to answer any questions. I don't care what you're going to say. I don't know what you're going to ask me, but we didn't do anything wrong. We won. Get over it. Powell, in an email, did not respond to the fact that his legislative aide is mentioned in the memo. He went on to say, at no point in the investigation was it indicted that my Senate campaign was investigated, nor was myself or my campaign ever contacted. At this point, I would respectfully request that any attempts to tie me or my campaign to anything related to this investigation be discontinued. Now, the people who lost to Bernard in August race said that they were disappointed with the investigation and questioned its veracity. Former County Commissioner Priscilla Taylor, who beat Bernard at the polls but ultimately lost because of Bernard's edge in absentee turnout, said the investigation confirmed what she knew back in August. We all felt that there was fraud going on. We've seen it before. How can you say that there's no fraud when 108% of a district votes, which we saw happen during the presidential election of Barack Obama? How does that happen? How do you get almost 100% of a precinct voting for one candidate? That never happens. Anyway, she said that the report didn't mention the names of the other people dropping off absentee ballot request forms, which she learned about from non-conversation she had with the... Stop jumping around. Which she learned from conversations that she had with Butcher last year. There were so many things left out of that report, she said, with the people that she was talking with. And then she went and read the report, and the people who did the investigation didn't talk to many of the people involved in the incident, in the illegal activity. Now, one of the campaign consultants asked, was wondering why detectives waited so long to follow up with voters who claimed fraud. Again, when you lose by few votes, it's very irritating. And when you see a pattern, you know something's wrong, right? The campaign manager went on to say, the reason it was so disappointing is because with a delay of 8 or 9 months, people aren't going to remember the person who came to the door. You know, what the Public Corruption Unit did uncover was an orchestrated effort by someone to generate large numbers of absentee votes. They found 22 people whose signatures were forged on the absentee ballot request forms. All 22 voters were all in the boundaries of Powell's sprawling Senate district. There were also in Bernard and Jacquet's districts, one just one block of one of his districts. Now, there were 6 people in one house that were sent absentee ballots based on signed paper request forms. hand it over. See, when you have this much irregularity, somebody has to go, stop. What the heck is going on here? When you have all these forged signatures, what the... Now, guarantee somebody's sitting there on the left right now going, well, they're already able to prove, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 15, 20, whatever, however many there were. So, apparently, they don't see this as being bigger than this, right? It's never exponential. It's always, it's just the 12 they found. It's just the 11 they found. It can't possibly be bigger than that. Except if it's something that we do on the right. Then it's always a small example of a bigger problem. And the other thing here is, this is forgery on a federal document. It's a third-degree felony. So you have the people that rounded up the ballots, and don't tell me they don't know. I'm not buying it for a second. You have the felonies, the simple felony of people forging a federal document, and then you have another felony of somebody picking up these ballots and dropping them off, maybe. The only time Bernard's name appears in the memo is when a voter mentioned that someone collected her ballot. And Bernard came by a week later to check on the status of her ballot. Now, Jacquet is mentioned only once by a voter who said that he helped him fill out several election forms and took them with him. Now, the voter's ballot signature had been rejected as illegal. Now, it was rejected as illegal. Somebody forged a name, and the detective said they found no crime. Right. Isn't that akin to, I didn't know the C at the top of the paper, even though I've been in government for 40 years, meant it was classified. Remember that one? Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We will talk about California abandoning the middle class when we come back.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now head up to the website, therealside.com. I want your email address. I send out one email a week. I tell you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, all this other fun stuff. And, you know, if you want topics, certain topics you want me to deal with, certain authors, whatever, books that you want me to take a look at, you've got to send me your, how did I used to do it? Oh, yeah, send me the story. In the subject line, put a capital TRS. And the story topic. And then in the text, I want you to kind of bullet point, if you would. I want you to do the story because. And tell me what it, don't make me read the whole thing. You know, don't make me read the whole thing to figure out what it is you're trying to get me to say. Or what you're trying to get me to look at. I can't get inside my own head sometimes, let alone yours. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. California, I mean, these guys are really, the legislators in California have truly, truly, truly lost their minds. No, seriously. you know, when you look at what they've gone after and what they've done and who they've taxed and how they've taxed, I mean, we've cut more taxes at the DMV, more taxes at the gas level, more taxes on our paychecks. They are just going tax crazy because they can get away with it. They have two-thirds of the legislature, and the boneheads who voted them in didn't really think about the damage they could do. There are no checks and balances for these people. Now, California's middle class, they pay the bulk of the taxes in this state. At Sacramento, they won't let up on them. They figure if they just keep hitting them, eventually, I don't know what they think eventually is going to happen. Now, the legislature approved Senate Bill 1 to add 19 cents per gallon to the cost of fuel beginning in October, an average of $50 increase in a car tax. This translates into at least $400 in additional taxes for the average California family. Now, Sacramento politicians have compounded the damage by imposing another fuel cost increase by extending the state's cap-and-trade program. Come on, think it through. There's nothing to stop these guys. A market-based regulatory system for controlling greenhouse gas emissions under this program impacted industries by credits at an auction, which are then used as incentives to decrease in pollution levels. Now, many industries forced into the cap-and-trade auctions supported the extension because they were threatened by Governor Brown. You know, they'll tell you that off record. Obviously, they can't tell you straight up because then he nails them. See, some of you guys who don't really believe in these retaliation, you think that this stuff just doesn't happen. You think the mafia is just a fairy tale that really just never really happened. But there is mafia all over the place. Some of it's known as legislators. Some of it's known as governors and senators and so on. And in California, they've got a legal mafia going on. Who's going to stop them? Now, be that as may, some legislators are using the it could have been worse argument to claim that they won some sort of victory for taxpayers. Without cap and trade, they say, your fuel costs would have increased by nearly $2 a gallon. Even if that is completely true, which I don't believe. Most of the people around me that have two brain cells rubbed together don't believe it either. Cap and trade advocates won't tell you the whole story. The nonpartisan legislative analyst office has said that under the legislation just approved, fuel prices could, you ready for this one? Could go up as much as 21 cents in 2022 and 71 cents by 2030. Now, only after you take six or seven hits off a crack pipe would a 71-cent fuel increase be thought of as a win for taxpayers. Tell me if I'm wrong. So what's the ultimate impact on working Californians? If the new legislation is added in April's gas tax, consumers will see the prices at the pump jump again as high as 40 cents per gallon. You know, when the gas prices were high, they were afraid to put these taxes on there. Afraid. You know, at this point, I'd rather see the oil companies get the money. Because the legislators are just going to burn it away like fuel anyhow. They're not going to do the right thing with it. They never do. This state is in a world of hurt because they never do. Overall, household fuel costs will likely eventually increase by over $1,000 a year per household. And all this is occurring so that the Liberal Democrats can reach an arbitrary threshold of a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. And nobody knows how they came up with that number. No, really, they don't. Well, the handful of Republicans in the California legislature who make up less than a third of the members in each house are usually the reliable opposition to the punishing policies that these guys inflict on a regular basis to middle class. There was nothing they could do. Matter of fact, I don't know why or how who in the group thought it was a good idea, but eight Republicans jumped ship. See, the GOP has left their party. Actually, no, they haven't. They've left their principles. Most of these guys have left their principles. You go look at what's happening in D.C. You go look at what's happening here in California. They're not standing their ground. They're not standing with lower taxes. How do 8 Republicans jump ship and vote for higher taxes? Right? Maybe they could argue that they received something in return which benefited their voting constituents. Nope, none of them got anything extra. Not that we know of yet. Most California taxpayers won't receive any direct financial relief in exchange for these thousands of dollars a year they'll pay for goods. All this does is going to go pay past bills. They are catching up on past bills. You know, the governor likes to say that he balanced the budget, but the way he balanced the budget, it's a joke. He pushed some of these non-funded programs down to the cities, the counties. He pushed them down to the school districts, the water districts. You know, this is like you owning your own business. And you take your car payment from your house, and you move it over to the business side. So you pay it from the business money. And you tell your wife, hey, guess what I did? I just saved us, you know, $200 a month. We no longer have a car payment. Well, you do. You're just paying it somewhere else. You're paying it from something else, but it's still your money. It's still money that comes out of your pocket. Whether it's the right pocket, the business pocket, or it's the house budget pocket. And that's what he does on a regular basis and likes to say that he balanced the budget. He still has $127 billion pension problem over the next 10 years or something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I wasn't going to go down this road. He ignores it because it's not part of the general budget. So it's not part of the bigger picture. He needs to tell people that they were just ready to pass. And I think they're going to do it still. Single-payer health care, $400 billion worth of single-payer health care. Our budget's just under $200 billion. Think about what they're going to put on the California taxpayer. Now, he's going to try to get Trump to pay more of it. Yeah, that's going to work. You've been calling the guy names. You talk about what a whack he is. How useless he is. You talk about all this stuff about him, and then you want him to bend over backwards to help you out, right? Because he's not helping out Californians. You guys don't know how to handle money up there in Sacramento. All he's been doing is giving you money to flush more money away. Anyway, the vast majority of California taxpayers will receive no direct financial relief. Right? Nothing goes to really paying to help them out in goods and services. Maybe it's easier to share in the cost of climate change if California wasn't going it alone. Right? We're going to try to reach these numbers on our own. We're going to try to reach these numbers without the help of the feds. Because California people can take it. You know what? Some of you are going to get mad at me, California. You deserve it. I'm serious. You deserve it. What are you doing to make sure Republicans get it? Not that it would help us at this level. I think if they saw seats change, I think if people saw that you really had the power to vote somebody out and vote in a Republican. We're afraid to vote out the Republicans we have because then we'll have no seats. Well, I got news for you. If we don't get a Republican governor this time around, if we don't put up the right person, California will be lost to Republicans for a generation. I mean a whole generation. And the only thing that cap and trade will do, you watch what happens with the money. The only thing they're going to do is they're going to take that money and they're going to use it for high-speed rail. Yes, some are squishy rhinos, some are just stupid, but some know exactly what they're doing. Hey, I'm going to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We are here every day, Monday through Friday. Check out stations and times at therealside.com. It's therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.